With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
In an old house in Paris that was covered with vines, lived 12 little girls in two straight lines.
From an HBO Emmy-nominated video, that was the opening of one of the most popular books in modern children's literature, Madeline, by the late Ludwig Bimmelmans. The first book in the Madeline series, about a little girl who lives in a French boarding school, was published 50 years ago this year. Bimmelmans' widow, also named Madeline, recalls that her husband got the idea for the book while they were vacationing on an island off the French coast.
He was on a bicycle bringing home some lobster. He ran into the only automobile on the island, and his arm was badly cut, so he went to the hospital. Across the hall was a little girl who had just had her appendix out. There was a nun there who took care of the patients, and he said she wore the kind of headdress that looked like the wings of white butterflies.
In the book, Bimmelmans describes Madeline's recovery in the hospital from appendicitis.
On her bed, there was a crank. The crack in the ceiling had the habit of sometimes looking like a rabbit.
Mrs. Bibbleman says her husband did the drawings for Madeline in Paris, but finished the book at a Manhattan pub, scribbling the verses on the back of a menu.
Madeline has become very real to children, and the verses are easy, so they can memorize them.
Ludwig Bimmelmans wrote 6 Madeline books, all in print in both hardcover and paperback by Viking. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Madeline is 50 years old this year. Music from an HBO TV special. Madeline is the heroine of 6 books, a little girl who lives in a Paris boarding school. She was created by the late writer and artist Ludwig Bimmelmans. Born in Austria in 1898, Bimmelmans emigrated to the U.S. as a youth, and despite a heavy German accent, found himself in the U.S. Army during World War I. Bimmelmans' widow, also named Madeline, recalls that her husband was once standing guard duty.
He said, "Halt, who goes there?" with a German accent. So this general said, "My God, have the Germans gotten this far?"
During the Nazi era, Mrs. Bimmelmans and her husband were having dinner in a restaurant in Germany while en route to Ludwig's native Austria.
Ludwig put a cigar on his lip and gave an imitation of the Der Führer. And they arrested him, and he spent the night in jail. He was really scared, but he did say the lentil soup was very good.
Mrs. Bimmelmans is delighted with all the attention to Madeline in her 50th year, and that her husband's books are recognized as classics.
He felt children were his best audience, because they're clear-eyed, have imagination and enthusiasm.
And the first Madeline book has one of the most famous closing lines in modern literary history.
She turned out the light and closed the door. And that's all there is. There isn't any more.
Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Just about everyone growing up has heard of the Madeline books for children, but the author, the late Ludwig Bimmelmans, was also well known for his adult work, such as his memoir, My War with the United States, and his travel writing in Holiday Magazine. Bimmelmans' widow, also named Madeline, recalls the 1940s when her husband went to Hollywood as a screenwriter. Based on that experience, Ludwig wrote a book about a pig that was appearing in a Hollywood film. It was a parody of MGM's Louis B. Mayer.
Louis B. Mayer either was told about this or recognized himself, and he said, "Don't ever hire that so-and-so again, unless we really need him."
Ludwig Bimmelmans was a longtime restaurateur and artist whose delightful murals still adorn the bar at Manhattan's Hotel Carlyle. He used to claim that he was forced to come to the U.S. after he shot a head waiter at his uncle's hotel back in Austria, but Mrs. Bimmelmans doubts that.
That was just a story, no. He did throw a bowl of spinach at a head waiter, but I guess he thought it was more interesting to say he shot him.
However, as a naive 16-year-old immigrant, Ludwig Bimmelmans arrived in New York with a brace of pistols.
He had a picture of Indians in New York.
Who's the little girl tripping down my street? Madeline, oh Madeline.
David Godin of Boston has republished Ludwig Bimmelmans's essays on his favorite subject, eating, called The Bon Table. And Viking has kept in print all 6 Madeline books. Madeline, now 50 years old. Don Swaim, News 88.
Who's the little girl tripping down my street? Madeline, oh Madeline.
David Godine of Boston has republished Ludwig Bemelmann's essays on his favorite subject, eating, called The Bond Table, and Viking has kept in print all six Madeline books. Madeline, now 50 years old. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.